praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is producing victories in our lives and situations. Thank you for your presence that has filled our lives and environment. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings you have released upon us. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you for your glory that has covered our lives. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs we see every day happening to us. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for confusing the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for turning the weapons of darkness fashioned against us, against those who are using them. Thank you, Lord, for defending us when we couldn't defend ourselves. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for your promises and prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for enforcing your will in every day of our lives. Thank you for how you have turned away our captivities, and we rejoice and we are so glad for a great turnaround we have seen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your commitment to helping us in this ministry. Thank you for committing yourself to blessing us and giving us breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, for making your name produce great results in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be praying again in your presence before your throne this midnight, this evening, O Lord, rain down your power, rain down your presence. Let this place, let the atmosphere of this meeting become the same atmosphere in heaven where your throne is. Let everything we bind here tonight be bound. Let everything we loose here tonight be loosed. Let us have great testimonies of your power and almightiness through these prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into the prayer point. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. 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 Yes, you are the Lord, King of Israel, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh, Lion of Judah. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, King of Glory. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. Jesus, we praise your name. We will praise you from everlasting, to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, Savior, to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, to everlasting. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power in this place. Come down and manifest your power, O Lord. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power among us right now. Jesus, manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power with your right hand of power. Change our situations. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Because in this I can face tomorrow. Because in this all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because in this. Because Jesus lives, Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because Jesus lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Hallelujah. 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 To the Almighty God. Hallelujah. To the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeshua. Lion of Judah, Hagunichemba, O Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagunichemba, Yeshua. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, HaGunichemba, oh Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagunichemba. You are who you are, yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Lord Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives. And we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Yeah, we are. You are who you are. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, we worship you. We worship you. You are too faithful to fail us, Yahweh. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Glorify him. Adore him. Celebrate him. Magnify him. Exalt him. King of the universe. Lord of hosts. Most high God. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Father. You are highly lifted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above kingdoms, far above thrones, far above dominions, far above principalities and powers, far above all things. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, El Shaddai. We praise you, El Elyon. We praise you, Adonai. We praise you, Rock of Israel. We praise you, Rock of Ages. We praise you, Bright Morning Star. We praise you, Emmanuel. We praise you, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. We praise you, O God of Israel, O God of our salvation, our rock, our defender, our fortress. We praise you, Lord, our healer, our helper, our shepherd. We praise you, Lord, the revealer of all secrets. We praise you, Lord, you are our light by which we see. You are our all in all. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. All that we need are inside of you. For in you is the fullness of grace. In you is fullness of strength, fullness of helps, fullness of mercies. We worship you, Jesus. You are so good. You are so kind. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your authority, even the authority in your name that is bringing forth signs and wonders in our lives, bringing forth great results, great miracles, great victories. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. You are so good to us. You have been so good to us. And you have promised to remain good to us forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For we can trust in you. We can believe in you. We can depend on you, for you are faithful and you cannot fail us. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' of Philly name. We have given him thanks and praises and worship. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God once again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for great helps and blessings you have reserved for me. Great helps and blessings you have in store for me. Say, Father, thank you for great support, great interventions, great blessings you have in store for my life. You have in store for my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Lord, for great helps you have reserved for my life. Great miracles, great blessings, signs and wonders you have reserved for me. Blessings you have in store for me. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings. Thank you, Lord, for these helps. As it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the minds, to the minds and thoughts of men, what you have in store for those that love you. Oh, Lord, thank you for great things you have reserved for me, great blessings, great support, great miracles, great deliverance, great healings, great interventions you have reserved for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great helps you have reserved for me. Great glory, great honor, great blessings you have in store for me. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, set me on that journey that will take me into the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, set me on that path that leads to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Set me on that path that leads to the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, in your mercy, set me on that path. Set me on that journey that leads to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Set me on that journey. Put me in that journey. Please, Lord, put me on that journey. Please, Lord, set my feet on that path that leads to the fulfillment and manifestation of my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Set me on that path, O 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 Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, set me on the path that leads to the manifestation of my calling and destiny, that leads to the manifestation of my calling, ministry, career, and destiny. Lord, set me on that path. Set me on that path, O Lord. Put me in that journey, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that any man that make war does not entangle in him or herself with the things of this world. Yeah, the Bible says that when you are in battle, you don't entangle yourself. When you are in battle with forces of darkness, with powers of hell, with principalities, you don't entangle yourself with the things, with the affairs of this world. Yeah. So that you don't lose in that battle, so that you don't get hurt, so that you don't get injured and defeated. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let there be a separation between me and whatsoever thing in this world that has clung with me, whatsoever thing in this world that is glued to me, let there be a separation right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. That is the only way you can win in the battles of life, by not being entangled with the affairs of this world. Begin to say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost cut off from my life every entanglement with the world, every entanglement with worldliness, every entanglement with corruption in the world, every entanglement I have with corruption and pollution in the world, every entanglement I have with lust and pride that is in this world, let the fire of the Holy Ghost cut them off from me right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. That is the only way you can win against darkness. If you are not being entangled, if you have not been captured by their elements, begin to say, let fire of the Holy Ghost cut off from alive every entanglement with sins that are in this world, with distractions that are in this world, with pollutions that are in this world, with corruption, with evils that are in this world, with the darkness that is in this world, whatsoever entanglement that is between me and the affairs of this world that is not allowing me to win against darkness, let fire of the Holy Ghost cut them off now from alive in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever entanglement that is between me and things in this world that is making it difficult for me to overcome the enemy, let fire of the Holy Ghost separate me from them all in the name of Jesus. Every bond that is between me and the things in this world, between me and the corruption and the greed and the pride and the envy that is in this world and the energy that is in this world, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy that bond right now in the name of Jesus. Every bond that is binding me to the elements of this world, making me too weak to overcome darkness, to overcome Satan, be destroyed now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed now. Be destroyed now. Be destroyed now. Be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever is binding me with the demonic energy, demonic spirits that is ruling this world. Let fire of the Holy Ghost cut them off right now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, every friendship that I have that does not bring you glory, cut them off right now in the name of Jesus. Any friendship that I am into that does not bring you glory and honor, oh Lord, cut them off right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Every friendship that I have with anyone that does not give God glory, that does not give God honor, be cut off right now in the name of Jesus. Every relationship that I am into that does not glorify God, that does not honor the name of the Lord, be cut off right now. In the name of Jesus, be cut off right now. In the name of Jesus, be cut off right now. In the name of Jesus, every friendship and relationship that I am into that does not give God glory and honor, be dissolved right now. Be terminated right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're also going to pray that same prayer, but in another way. You're going to say, every friendship and relationship that I am into that is giving access to the devil to touch my life, be dissolved right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, every friendship and relationship that I am into that is giving Satan access to enter into my life and oppress my life and capture my life, let that friendship and relationship be dissolved right now. In the name of Jesus, let that friendship be terminated right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Any friendship or relationship that is allowing darkness and demons to have access into my life and to plunder good things in my life, let such friendship be dissolved right now. Let it end right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let oppression of the enemy come to an end in my life. You're going to say, Father, put an end to oppression of darkness in my life. Put an end to oppression of darkness, to oppression of witchcraft, to slavery of darkness in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Je in da kegashtida, mehasuji elede deshtida. Lord of hosts, put an end to oppression of darkness in my life. Put an end to oppression of darkness in my life. Oh Lord, terminate every captivity of darkness in my life. Terminate them right now. In the name of Jesus, in whatsoever way I have become a slave to darkness, Lord, let that slavery end right now. Let that slavery end right now. In the name of Jesus, in whatsoever way I have become a slave to witchcraft, in whatsoever way I have become a slave to demons and principalities, oh Lord, let that slavery end right now. Put an end to oppression in my life. Oh Lord of hosts, put an end to oppression in my life. Put an end to oppression in my life. Put an end to oppression in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in whatsoever way my life has been captured by kingdoms of darkness, Father, let that captivity end right now. In the name of Jesus, let that captivity end right now. I believe you're praying with the whole of your heart. I believe you are praying with the whole of your faith. Say, Father, in whatsoever way my health has been captured, in whatsoever way my finances have been captured, in whatsoever way my marriage has been captured by the forces of hell, Father, let an end come to that captivity. Right now, in the name of Jesus, put an end to that captivity. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, in whatsoever way my spirit man has been captured, in whatsoever way my soul and body have been captured, oh Lord, put an end to that captivity. Right now, let an end come to that. Jesus, it was whatsoever way my calling has been captured by darkness. It was whatsoever way my ministry has been destiny have been captured by darkness. Oh Lord, let an end come to that captivity. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying against oppression. Yeah. One of the ways through which the enemy oppressions in the lives of Christians is by feeding them with food of affliction, by feeding you with food of affliction, they can prolong your oppression. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every demonic hand feeding me with food of affliction. Let the hunger of God destroy every realm of darkness feeding me with food of affliction. Now, they will bring this food to you in your dreams. They can summon your spirit. They can summon your spirit out of your body, and your spirit will be in certain realms eating all manner of things. Sometimes you remember, you heard some things in the dream. Sometimes you don't even remember. So you are going to say, let the hunger of God destroy every hand of darkness, feeding me with food of affliction, feeding me with food of oppression. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jike gene galashte dasa. Mashan den deshu seshu ba teshtada. As long as you continue to eat their food, you can't be free from the oppression. Begin to say, let the hunger of God destroy every realm of darkness that is feeding my spirit with food of affliction, with food and water of affliction, with food and water of oppression. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Mashian deha sasijala. Iglian debatoshtenegala. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to read from Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Yeah. I'm going to read verse 14. It says, In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt be far from oppression. That is what God has said concerning you in his word. He said, you shall be far from oppression. Or another way of putting it is, oppression shall be far from you. Yeah, that is the promise of the Lord for your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy everything the enemy has done to me that is prolonging my oppression. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy everything the enemy has done to me. Whatsoever the enemy has done to my life, to my spirit, soul, and body, that is prolonging my oppression. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Jeshene geshta hatasana. Lishada bagashian de teshedabala. The Bible says, thou shalt be far from oppression. The Bible says, thou shalt be far from oppression. Your life shall be far from oppression. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy whatsoever the devil has done to me. Whatsoever the devil has done in me that is prolonging my slavery, prolonging my oppression, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Terminate them now. Undo them now. Whatsoever has been done by darkness, by witchcraft, to my life, to my calling, to my destiny, to my spirit, soul, and body, that is prolonging my oppression and slavery, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them, undo them, destroy them, terminate them, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 54 verse 14. It says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt be far from oppression. It also means that when the enemy comes to oppress you, the hand of the Lord will strike them. Because God already said that you shall be far from oppression. So it means whenever the darkness is coming to enslave you, to oppress you, to control you, the hand of the Lord will strike them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand strike every power of darkness that is assigned to enslave and control my life. Every power of darkness assigned to enslave and oppress and control my life. Father, let your mighty hand strike them with destruction. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strike them with destruction by your mighty hand. Forces of hell assigned to enslave and control and oppress my life. Let your mighty hand strike them with destruction. Lord, I believe you're praying like that. Witchcraft that have been assigned to enslave and control and Father, let your mighty hand strike them with destruction. In the name of Jesus, every marriage to enslave, control, and oppress me, be destroyed by the hand of God. Jesus, every marine serpent assigned to oppress me, be destroyed right now by the mighty hand of God. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed right now. Be destroyed right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray against. Now you're going to pray against spells and enchantments and divinations and sorcery and magic. You're going to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spell, sorcery, divination, incantations that are sent into my life to oppress and enslave me. Now, destroy them now. Every spell and divination, every witchcraft that has been sent, or that is being sent to oppress and enslave, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Meshigia tasta bhashti nalagla. Soja. Nadikia tesuzilishtara. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every spell, sorcery, and magic being projected from the realms of darkness, destroy good things in my life. Fire of those and destroy them all. Right now in the name of in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear And from terror, come near thee. Yeah, God is saying that you shall not fear by you, stand for you in such a way that you shall not be afraid of the forces that are going to pray. There is a presence of God that you know that you will see and you will have no fear. You will fear no evil. You will fear no darkness. You will fear no agent of darkness. So therefore you are going to pray, Father, reveal things in my life that chase. You're going to say, Father, manifest your powerful presence in my life that in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Manifest your powerful presence in my life. Reveal your powerful presence in me and around me and in my environment and in my life. Reveal your powerful presence that pushes away oppression. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in my body, oh Lord, reveal your powerful presence. In my soul, reveal your powerful presence. In my spirit, reveal your powerful presence. Reveal your powerful presence that pushes away oppression. In the name of Jesus, for you have said that that oppression shall be far from me, and that I shall not fear. Oh, powerful presence in my life that sends away oppression, that push away oppression. Let such presence appear in my life. In my life, such presence of you that make the enemy afraid of coming. God, manifest such presence of you in my life that we make the enemy so afraid of coming near to me, so afraid of touching me. Lord, reveal such presence in my life. Reveal, thank you, Lord, reveal such presence in my life. Enthrone such presence in my life. Such presence of you that we make the enemy, that we make darkness to be so fearful of coming near to my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord said, you shall be far from terror. Yeah. In Isaiah 54, verse 14, for thou shalt be far from terror, for it shall not come near thee. It shall not come near thee. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in my life and environment such that terror does, you know, terror does not come near me, such that terror run away from me. Manifest your power and fire in my life and environment in such a way that terror run from my life, in such a way that terror run from alive right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Dekilash disashtarata mahashine indeglahatesh diada heliorodishta navateshten hesasa mashiga kia deklish diakishda ninios zeta katishlea. Right now, O God, manifest your power and fire in my life, such that terror run away from me, such that destruction and disaster run away from me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Test your power and fire in me, such presence of you that terror, oh Lord, manifest it in my life, such that disaster we see, destruction we see me and my family and run, terror and terrorism, we see manifest such presence of you in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, you have the keys in your hands. Unlock every padlock of darkness that has locked my Lord. You have the keys of heaven in your hands. Unlock right now every lock and padlocks of darkness that has locked my blessings. Unlock them now in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the keys in your hands, unlock every padlocks and locks that is holding my blessings captive. Unlock them now. Unlock them now. Unlock them now. In the name of Jesus, with the keys in your hands, unlock every lock and padlocks in my blessings and treasures captive. Thank you, Lord. Them now. Unlock them now. Unlock them now. I believe you're praying. Your hands. Oh Lord Jesus, unlock them. Unlock them. In the name of Jesus, unlock them, Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. Unlock them, Ancient of Days. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Every secret of darkness prolonging my oppression. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, expose every secret of darkness prolonging my oppression and limitations. Expose them now. Expose them now. Expose them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Expose every mystery of darkness. Every secret of darkness that is prolonging my oppression and limitation. Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Nishdegeak tashdara. Lemniji perihadishda. Mahasajile glashdida. Natojende suzalashto genturia kashdara. Lemnijdeva kido balashdiosa. Mashtuna triaktegios sulishduanada. Expose them, fire of the Holy Ghost. Expose them now. Expose them now. Expose them now. Mystery of darkness, secret of darkness that is prolonging my slavery and oppression and limitations. Fire of the Holy Ghost, expose them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Expose them now. Expose them now. Expose them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate and destroy prisons of darkness holding my spirit captive. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate and destroy prisons of darkness holding my spirit and soul captive. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dena kesh de hesesa, lishtoria kijda, nedetani idistela hasesa, mash de na hendre kijda ngde balaksa. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate and destroy prisons of darkness holding my spirit and soul captive. Locate and destroy them now. Locate and destroy them now. Locate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Locate and destroy them. Locate and destroy them. Locate and destroy them. Locate and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Don't stop. The prayer, this prayer point is extensive. Yeah, as you're praying it, it is touching many areas you don't know. So continue to pray. Raise up your right hand. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate and destroy prisons of darkness holding my spirit and soul captive. Locate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Locate and destroy them. Locate and destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Locate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost arise from within me. And become a great authority on my lips against darkness. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, let fire of the Holy Ghost arise from within me and become a great authority on my lips against darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Remember I said, place your right hand on your head. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, rise from within me. Rise from within me and become a great authority on my lips, on my tongue, in my mouth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, rise within me. Rise from within me and become a great authority in my mouth against darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Become a great authority in my mouth against principalities and powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let fire of the Holy Ghost arise from within me. Let fire of the Holy Ghost arise from within me and become a great authority in my voice, in my mouth, on my lips, on my tongue, against darkness, against hell, against forces of hell, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I believe you know that now the fire of the Holy Ghost has become a great authority in your voice. I believe you know that now, because that prayer point has been answered. Yeah, so now that the fire of the Holy Ghost has become a great authority in your voice and in your mouth, so now you're going to use it for some special operations right now. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I command destruction upon every demonic gun. I believe you know what I mean by gun, G-U-N. Yeah, as in gunshot. Yeah, you're going to say, I command destruction upon every demonic gun assigned to cut short my life. I command destruction upon them. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I command destruction to fall upon every demonic gun and weapons that have been assigned to cut short my life, assigned to kill me untimely. Let them all be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let them all be destroyed. 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 As it is written, that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. I command destruction upon every gun of the enemy, gun of the devil, every gun and bullet of the devil and weapons that have been assigned to cut short my life. I command destruction upon them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command destruction upon them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, both the gun and the bullets, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, both the gun and the bullets, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, both the gun and the bullets, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, demonic instruments, demonic weapons assigned to terminate my life to cut short my life, be wasted in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let fire fall. And destroy powers of darkness attacking me from the depths of me. Yeah. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let fire fall and destroy powers of darkness attacking me from the depths of me, from the midst of me, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Geshde ki sashi tash da da da. Medle ga de kash da da da. Nish da se su jene ge de tash da 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 da. Nihon de kulish de akisasa. Mash de ente se dosh de kulihan de balash de disa. Fire of God, fall down and destroy powers of darkness attacking me from the depths of me. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire of God, fall right now. Destroy powers of darkness attacking me from the depths of my body, from deep down in my spirit, soul, and body. Destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, trace and destroy every weakness that came with me into this world to hinder the fulfillment of my destiny. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, trace and destroy every weakness, thank you, Lord, that came with me into this world to hinder the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Trace and destroy them. Trace and destroy them. Every weakness in my blood, every weakness that I was born with, and it is there to limit the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. 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 It is written that if the Son therefore shall make you free, that you shall be free indeed. It is written that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Trace and destroy them. Begin to say, I am now a new creature in Christ. I do not belong to the bloodline of my ancestors
I now belong to the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Therefore, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every inherited weakness in me that is not allowing me to fulfill my destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. I decree that such weakness that came with you into this world to limit your destiny manifestation, let it die right now. In the name of Jesus, let it die. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want to go back to one of the scriptures I read earlier. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. No man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. Yeah. You should not entangle yourself with the affairs of this life, so that you can please him who has chosen you to be a soldier. And we know that person. His name is Jesus. He has chosen you to be a soldier. And he's saying, you can't entangle yourself with the affairs of this world. Yeah, I think one of the reasons why Christians entangle themselves with the affairs of this life is because they don't even know that they are in a battlefield. They don't know that they have been chosen to be a soldier. So the question is, do you know that Christ has chosen you to be a soldier? Do you know that, and have you accepted that? Do you know that you have been chosen to fight, and that you have to continue to fight till you leave this world? Do you know that? And if you know that, have you accepted it? Yeah. So you are going to pray. If you don't live every day of your life with the consciousness that you are a soldier fighting in a very deadly battlefield and fighting very dangerous enemies, then you can't go far. You can't succeed. You can't have victories. You can't have breakthroughs. Yeah, even if you have some victories and breakthroughs, you will lose them eventually. So you're going to pray.
You begin to say, Father, help me to live all my life in this world with the consciousness that you have chosen me as your soldier. And have called me to fight for your kingdom, to fight for your righteousness. Lord, help me to live all my life with that consciousness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I begin to laugh when I see Christians looking for comfort when their comfort can only be found in victories. Yeah, stop looking for comfort when you have not overcome. Yeah, stop looking for peace when you have not overcome. Say, Father, help me to live each day of my life with full consciousness that you have chosen me to be your soldier. And you have chosen me to fight for your kingdom and for your righteousness. Help me to live each day of my life with that consciousness. Christians have fallen into sin because they are not fighting against sin. Yeah. Christians have become slaves to sin because they are not fighting against sin. They want to live pleasurable life in a world that is merciless. You think devil will show you mercy? Say, oh Lord, help me to live each day of my life in this world with full consciousness that you have chosen me to be a soldier, that you have chosen me to fight for what is right in your sight, to fight for the truth, to fight for righteousness, to fight for the faith. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. It is funny that Christians are looking for happiness, joy, comfort, peace, progress, and they are not ready to fight. You will sit down there and none of those things will come. None of them will come. You don't fight, you don't win. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You must be ready. One of the requirements in warfare is readiness. Yeah, you must always be ready for the devil. Yeah, I think I have said it before in one of my articles. I said that devil is likely not to attack you if you are ready for him. Yeah, devil is likely not to attack you when he knows that you are ready to strike him. He's not likely to come close. Usually, he will come when you are not ready.
Yeah. When you have put down your guard, you have dropped down your guard, you have dropped down your weapons, that is when devil is more likely to attack. But when he knows that you are always ready for him 24/7, he's a smart guy. He will draw back. I know him. Yeah. So you must be ready for him. Every hour, you must be ready. You must not lose your guard. So you are going to pray. You need God to help you to be ready for him. People fall into sin because they are not ready to fight sin. When you are ready to block every unclean thought, every negative imaginations, when you are ready for them, they will hardly come to your mind. Anger, bitterness. When you are ready to fight them, they will hardly come to you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of readiness that always make me to be alert in my battle against darkness. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of readiness that will make me alert, that will put me on guard in my battle against darkness, against hell. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue. Oh, Lord, fill me with the spirit of readiness. Fill my spirit, soul, and body with the spirit of readiness to be always on guard in my battle against hell, in my battle against darkness, in my battle against sin, in my battle against demons, in my battle against principalities and powers of darkness. Oh Lord, fill me with readiness to always be on alert, to always be ready to fight, to strike the enemy. Fill me with the spirit of readiness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you look at that scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that worried entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Yeah. Now, this verse is also showing that you are not alone in this battle. The Lord is the captain of his army. The Lord is the Lord of the army. I don't know if there's maybe you can call it commander in chief of his army. Yeah, so and you are just one of his soldiers. Yeah. Now everything we are to fight against as Christians, Jesus is also fighting against them. Everything. You talk about witchcraft, Jesus is also fighting them. Sin, Jesus is also fighting them. Sicknesses and diseases, Jesus is also fighting them. Yeah, so it shows that you are not alone in the battle. And the one that is leading the battle is our captain, who is Jesus, the commander. He's the one leading the battle. And there is a way he wants you to fight. Yeah, that is why he said that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. So Jesus has chosen you to be a soldier so that you fight battles in his own way, not in your own way. Yeah, that you fight the way he is fighting. Yeah, not the way you think you should fight. So that there is a way Jesus deals with situations, attacks, kingdoms of darkness, realms of darkness, and he wants you to fight them in his own way. So you're going to pray. I see how many Christians say they are doing spiritual warfare, and they don't even know what it entails to fight in spiritual warfare and win. They don't know how Jesus is fighting. And that is why they have been fighting for years and they have not won any battle. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I want to fight as you fight. Show me how you fight and win. Teach me how you fight and win. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to fight darkness as you fight them. I want to fight evils as you fight them. I want to fight and overcome as you fight and overcome. Show me, Lord Jesus. Show me the path to victory. Show me the way of victory. In the name of Jesus, you have never lost a fight, Lord Jesus. Show me how you fight, that I may follow and overcome. Show me, Lord Jesus. Show me, Lord Jesus, how you fight. 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 This is a very serious prayer point. Only if he can show you how to fight, then you will know his victories. Say, Lord Jesus, show me how you fight. I want to fight darkness the way you fight them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to lead you to pray three more prayer points, and then we are going to round off the session. There are certain skills I have learned from the Lord about spiritual warfare, how to fight in spiritual warfare. Yeah, and I'm going to share some of them with you as we pray. Now, when you're fighting in spiritual warfare,
you don't fight as though you are, how will I put it now? You don't fight as though you are trying to win. You fight as someone who has already won. I don't know if you get the point. Like, for instance, the country of Russia and Ukraine, they are currently fighting. Yeah. Now, in this realm, each side are fighting and they are trying to win. Yeah, but that is not how spiritual warfare is. In spiritual warfare, you as a Christian soldier, you don't fight like you're trying to win. You fight as someone who have already won. Yeah, because indeed, you have won. Yeah, and that is how angels fight too. You have won. In that moment, Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross of Calvary. At that moment is when you have won. You have won every darkness. In that moment, you have conquered every darkness. You have conquered every sin, every weakness, every sickness, every Satan, every devil. You have conquered them all. You have conquered flesh. In that moment, Jesus made that statement. Yeah. So I see some Christians trying to fight and trying to, you know, they are fighting and they are trying to win. Yeah. They are feeling like this battle is very tough. The enemy is stronger than me. I am weak. I think the enemy will win. You don't fight like that. Yeah. Because the enemy has been conquered already. Yeah. So what you do is that you enforce the victory that Jesus has already given to you. That is how you fight the enemy. So that there is no thought in your heart. There is no thought of probability in your heart. There's no thought of maybe you will win or maybe you will not win. There is no thought of that. You don't fight with that kind of thought. If you fight with that thought, the enemy will win you. Yeah, but when you fight with the thought that I have already won, so now I am fighting to see the victory that I already have. That is how you win. I hope you understand. Yeah, I don't know the best way I can explain that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me to fight darkness and Satan with your victory in mind." Yeah. You can say, "Father, help me to fight sicknesses, diseases, oppressions, demons, darkness, witchcraft, with your victory in mind. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Ne hashtagia telavala. Ma hashte esujan midij de hakta. Lishta de hektu jidea suzibalashta. Oh Lord, help me to face darkness. Help me to face forces of hell. With my heart focused on your victory.
with my heart and mind focused on the victory you have already given to me through the cross of Calvary. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. I believe you're praying. Help me to fight correctly. 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 You don't fight with fear. You don't fight with doubt. If you fight with that, you will lose. You will seriously lose. So Lord, help me to fight with victory in mind. Help me to fight darkness with your victory in mind. Help me to fight as someone who has already prevailed, as someone who has already overcome. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, two more prayer points. In that scripture, it says that you don't entangle yourself with their fears of this life as a Christian soldier. So what does it mean to be entangled with their fears of this life? If you set on your mind the same things that the people of this world set on their minds, what they think about all the time, how to make more money, how to ride beautiful cars, how to get married, have children, and all of those things. If you set them on your mind and then make idol out of them, definitely you will lose against the enemy. If the same forces that is controlling the people of this world is also controlling you, the forces of pride, the forces of lust, the forces of addictions, the forces of pollution, corruption, then you can't win against the enemy. That is another thing I learned from the Lord. I learned that if some of the elements that can some of the elements that are inside darkness, inside the people who have surrendered to the God of this world, which is Satan, if some of the elements in them can be found in you as a Christian soldier, you will lose in spiritual warfare. Yeah, you will lose in spiritual warfare. In fact, one of the things to do before you begin to fight the enemy is to ensure that the elements that are inside the enemy cannot be found in you. The elements of pride, lust, and all of the rest.
So we are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, uproot from my life every seed of darkness, every seed of sin, every seed of pollution and corruption that is making me weak against the enemy in spiritual warfare. Oh Lord, uproot them from alive right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, uproot from alive seed of sin, seed of darkness, seed of pride, seed of corruption, seed of unrighteousness that is making me weak against the enemy. Seed of fear, seed of doubt, seed of unbelief, uproot from me right now. Uproot them all from my life. Uproot them all from my life. Yeah, you see, you can fast and pray for years and not win. Because in you are the same elements that are in your enemy. Yeah. The same element that is in the power of the enemy to control. If those elements are also in you, if you have embraced those elements, you have embraced those things, then you can't win. No matter how much you fast and pray. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, uproot from me, from my life, every seed of darkness that is making me to be weak against the enemy. In fact, it is important that you focus on those seeds first. Make sure that you don't have those elements ruling in your life. Make sure you don't have those things, those objects of this world, affairs of this world, ruling your life. When you are sure of that, then go and fight the devil and you will win. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point it says, no man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life, by affairs of this life, the Lord means that you don't touch. You don't embrace what is not in his will for your life. You don't seek after what is not his will for your life. Yeah. You don't embrace what is not in God's will for your life. So if you are running after what is not God's will for your life, you can't overcome darkness. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the eyes of my heart be opened to know your will for my life. Let the eyes of my heart be opened to know your will in all situations, so that I, as I follow your will, I can win in the battles of life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open the eyes of my heart to know your will in all situations, so that as I follow your will, I won't lose in spiritual warfare. So that as I follow your will, I can be victorious against the enemy. Talk to God. Say, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. Some people, they failed to follow the will of God for their marriage. And that was why up to now they are still fighting battles and they can't win. Yeah, because from the onset, it was not the will of God for them to enter into that marriage. Some people, they entered into businesses that is not the will of God. And up to now, they are fighting battles and can't win because it was not the will of God for them to go into the business. So it is very important that you know the will of God, and that you follow the will of God in all situations, in all things. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, open the eyes of my heart to clearly see and know your will for my life in all situations, so that as I follow your will, I win the enemy. I conquer the enemy. I overcome the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we worship you. Miracle worker, mountain mover, we bless your name. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles, we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power in this place. Thank you for your grace in this place. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, O Lord, for giving your ears to hear our prayers. thank you for the prayers we have prayed here that you have already answered. I thank you for those ones that you are going to answer very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for as many of you who have stayed on this platform to pray all the prayer points. I pray for you that you shall see the glory of God in your life. You shall see the glory of God. You shall see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Everything that is happening in your life right now that is discouraging your faith and trust in God, I decree that they shall come to an end in the name of Jesus. Because the glory of God shall arise from the midst of your life and environment. And everything that is opposing God's glory shall be swallowed up in victory. In the name of Jesus, I come against every power of darkness that is turning your body against you, turning your health against you, turning the organs in your body, your body system against you. I decree that the fire of God destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, good health shall be your portion. Good health shall be your portion. Peace shall be your portion. Joy shall be your portion. Rejoicing, celebration shall be your portion in this time of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that the presence of the Lord in your life shall appear to you. The presence of the Lord in your life shall appear to you, and your confusion shall disappear, and your deception shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Every covenant that has been done in the realm of witchcraft against your life is now destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every invisible creatures that are moving around your environment, every invisible creatures moving around your life to monitor your life, to stop your progress and success, I decree that the fire of God's hand, the fire in God's hand, strike them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The fire in God's mouth and the fire in God's hands shall destroy those creatures right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are stopping here. Remain blessed.